Out of 4.7, Andy and Mel, it is 9:17. We're going to top out of 44 today. It's going to be warmer than it was yesterday. Yesterday just sucked. It's 24 right now. I did not care for that at all yesterday.
It was chilly.
I was chilled all day long.
I still am.
You're chilled in July when it's 100 degrees out.
In the, here. In the studio, because it's cold in here.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I better update my status to let everyone know that I'm going to bed, because I'm sure they're wondering.
I'm sure they are, too. today, there is a cut-a-thon, raffle, and silent auction and bake sale for Trooper Andrew Steen. It's going on from 9 a.m. to 7 at Artist Hair Studio and Spine T. All proceeds are going to be donated to Andrew Steen, who is... still in the hospital, from what I have heard. He is doing better. He's awake. He's talking. So definitely good, but he's got a long road ahead of him. So this is going to help out with that. That's at the Artist Hair Studio and Spa in T today.
I saw a lot of the silent auction items, and there are some really cool stuff.
Yeah. If you want some info on that, you can call Holly at 605-498-0300. 605-498-0300.
Or just stop by there today.
Or just, yeah.
Get your hair cut.
Yeah. Get your nails did. Do they do nails?
Yeah, they're a spa.
Oh, it's a spa.
But I think that the actual proceeds of the haircut-a-thon part are going.
Oh, you can still get your nails did.
You can. Definitely.
Okay, so you know how it drives you crazy how some people will act on airplanes?
Right.
Well, imagine being a flight attendant and how aggravating that would be. Putting up with us.
Poor things.
You know, whenever you want to go off on somebody, put yourself in their shoes. Unless they're being truly stupid, then I'm okay with losing it on somebody from time to time. A new survey asked flight attendants what makes them hate passengers the most.
Okay. Don't be this person.
Here's what you should avoid doing. Snapping your fingers at them. Excuse me.
That's annoying in any situation.
Scrambling to leave the plane before the seatbelt signs are off. Well, they don't even shut those off until the plane is stopped.
Right.
Trying to cram giant pieces of luggage into the overhead compartment, wherein they obviously do not fit, and you should have known better before you got on the plane, dummy.
Yeah.
I hate that guy. I really do.
They have, like, an area where you can, it measures. Like.
Yeah, I know, but they don't, they're going to take it on. It's, well, it just worked last time I went. Meanwhile, they're standing right next to you trying to put it in the bin over your seat, and you have their crotch in your face the whole time they're trying to do it.
I hate that.
Oh. Talking through the safety demonstration. I know the safety demonstration is annoying.
Oh, we've heard it a million times.
Don't talk. Just read your book or whatever. Asking for extra blankets or pillows.
I've never asked for extra. I'll ask for one if I can find one.
Yeah, I've never asked for one. And then shoving garbage into the seat pocket.
Well, where are you supposed to put it?
When they come around?
I know. Usually, the only thing that sucks about that is usually I'm sleeping at that point. I fall asleep. I can't help it. It puts me to sleep, like rocking a little baby.
They did also say, though, that the average passenger who causes the fewest problems is a male in his 30s, sitting in an economy, not first class, who's traveling alone for pleasure, not business.
Huh.
So there you go.
Okay.
I got busted by a flight attendant once.
For doing what?
I had my electronic device on when I wasn't supposed to.
Naughty, naughty.
Here's what happened. I was... It was about 1999, so this is pre-MP3 player.
Okay.
Era, just to give you an idea. And earbud headphones weren't exactly the norm.
Gotcha.
It was the over-the-ear,
what we wear here.
So I had my CD player, and I thought it was going to be real tricky and have an extra set of headphones stuffed in my pocket. And then the cord dangling out from those, and I was trying to stash the CD player next to my leg. And when she came by to tell me to take my, shut off my electronic device and take off my headphones, I said, oh, it's unplugged. I just don't have anywhere to put them. And she gave me this look like, really? And then said, can I see your, device? And picked up the CD player and the disc is spinning away in there through the window. Shut it off, sir. Okay.
up until last year when we went to Florida, other than that, I've never really used a electronic device because you showed me how to like download movies and stuff. So I had a movie to watch.
Yeah.
and that kind of thing. So other than that, I literally have always just done it the old-fashioned way and brought magazines with me.
Before you get a movie on your phone, like I got one from the Google Play store.
Yeah.
Make sure that the time in flight is long enough to watch the movie you rent.
You ran into that problem.
Yours was an hour and a half.
Mine was perfect.
Mine was an hour and 50 minutes. And I missed the last 10 minutes of the movie because I had to shut it off when we started landing. Because you got about a half, it's probably not a half hour, but 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the flight, you can't use it. And then 15, 20 minutes at the end of the flight.
Right.
Well, when you factor in that half hour, I didn't have enough time. So
mine was perfect.
Get a short movie if you're going to watch
the whole
one.
Movie. And listen to music even.
Especially if you haven't seen the movie before.
Yeah.
It's like I was like, oh, cool, Hall Pass. I haven't seen it yet. Now I still haven't seen the end. It's 923, Hot 104.7. Morning,
sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Emma Stone officiated the wedding of her publicist to her Gangster Squad director. She introduced the two of them while she was shooting the movie. Swiss Beatz, who's married to Alicia Keys, is on the hook for some back taxes. He allegedly owes New York State $98,000 and the federal government $2.6 million.
Ouch.
Barbara Walters is disappointed that Lindsay Lohan canceled her 2020 interview, but is sitting down with Jay Leno on The Tonight Show tonight. And Shinedown and 3 Days Grace have announced the dates of their arena tour. They're going to be doing early next year. POD is also on board as a special guest. On TV tonight, you got The Voice, Dancing with the Stars, New Girl, Extreme Couponing season premiere, and Behind the Music 15 season finale. They're going to have Pink profiled on there.
Extreme Couponing, Betty loses her scissors.
And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I showed up for Double Coupon Day and it wasn't Double Coupon Day.
Let's go. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:37. We're going to top out today at 44. Not bad. We'll survive. It's 27 right now. The average bed in this country is owned for 10 years.
Okay.
Or at least the average couple owns a bed for 10 years. Mattress.
Okay.
A new study tried to figure out exactly what happens on that bed over the course of a decade.
Okay.
If this bed could talk.
Wow. Did they have nothing better to do?
Here is what the average bed will experience in the course of its lifetime.
Oh, boy.
It will have 48 days of TV watched on it.
Okay.
It will experience 720 arguments. It will have heard 39 hours talked on the phone. It will have 70 days of laptops and phones used on it. Not talking, but for, you know, tweeting and whatnot. 4,160 kisses, 240 books read, and 480 sessions of Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
That's it?
Over 10 years. 480?
Hmm.
For a married couple?
Okay. That just sucks.
480 over 10 years?
Yeah.
I'm doing long division again.
Uh-oh. Don't hurt yourself. Oh, no. You got to think about something.
Well, that's 48 a year. That's a little less than once a week.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a little sad.
Mm-hmm.
But
sad.
I think for the average married couple, it's right in the wheelhouse.
Okay.
Not that bad.
It's a little sad.
Oh, and also, it will also see 2 years and 8 months of sleep. That's if you add up the time spent. I don't know if that's for both people in it or just
probably
one
just
person.
One.
I don't know.
Okay.
You seemed a little miffed about the 480.
I just think that's sad.
Yeah, well, it could be.
Not miffed about it, but...
Here's a pretty depressing look at just how much our absurdly unrealistic beauty standards are screwing up everyone in this country. In a new survey, only 8% of women in the U.S. said that they were satisfied with their current appearance.
I'm not surprised by that.
I'm not surprised by it. I think it's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
That means more than 11 out of 12 women have some issue with their body. Number one thing women are worried about is their stomach bulge.
Yep.
The number two thing was a muffin top.
Mm-hmm.
Wrinkles were third, cellulite fourth.
Yep.
Cellulite is just a myth. It doesn't really exist.
Right. Okay.
Well, everybody's got a little dent somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are so worried about it.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, it's not a myth.
It's not a medical condition.
No.
It's something someone made up for a magazine to make you worry about it and buy some stupid product. That's okay. What it is.
Okay.
And there's two ways of dealing with it. You could lose weight or you could gain weight.
Right.
If you gain weight, then it'll push it out farther and it gets rid of the cellulite dents.
There you go.
Doesn't that sound like a good way of dealing with it?
No.
I think that's a mature way of handling
this.
Just
lose the weight then.
Heroes of the day, they're coming up next. Hang on.
Every time you're a hero. Working class hero. Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
Hey, it's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Well, I thought the whole point of committing a crime was so you didn't have to put in an honest day work for honest day pay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, last week, 45-year-old Keith Hines of West Hartford, Connecticut, stole a Chinese food delivery driver's car. When the driver left, it idling to drop off some food at an elementary school. Then, Keith kept making the deliveries.
What?
He went to all the addresses on the bags in the car, dropped off the food, and took the money. Of course, he pocketed it, but still, no one in West Hartford missed out on getting their Chinese food for the night. Police caught Keith during his deliveries and arrested him for larceny. He also had some marijuana and a crack pipe on him, so he was charged for those as well.
Okay.
What a weirdo.
Honest day's work for an honest criminal?
I would have ate it.
Short men just can never catch a break.
Okay.
It's no wonder the Napoleon complex exists. Short guys have to struggle for respect even when they've got a shotgun pointed at someone's face.
Oh, boy.
On Saturday night, a 5'3" man in his 20s busted into a convenience store in Santa Cruz, California with a shotgun. And he demanded all the money that was in the register. But it's clear the employee was not intimidated by the gun in any way. Ugh. So instead of giving him the money, the employee decided to fight the robber.
What?
And easily grabbed his gun away. The employee's height was not disclosed, but I'm guessing he was taller than 5'3". The robber ran away. Police are looking for him. That's a bummer.
What?
I just wanted to... to rob the store. You took the gun away from me.
Poor thing.
Poor guy. If you're a short guy, I'm sorry. But that's funny. Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.